Last Drinks. Written by Andrew McGann and read by William Zaffa.
It was a cataclysm. That was the only word for it. Like the fall of Rome, the fall of Troy, like we'd flown too high and challenged the gods. It started out so small, just a whisper. But someone lost their nerve. Someone let it slip, and suddenly it was the end. People were scattering to the winds. Old friends wouldn't return my calls, and you know what I did on my last night as a government minister? I gathered up my papers and set them alight. Right there in my office, let the fire blaze until the sprinklers came on and doused the whole mess. Later, the police arrived, warrants in hand, and found me there amongst the ashes. "Take me in, boys," I said, "and just watch while this whole fucking town goes up." Extract from Untitled Manuscript by Marvin McNulty. Unpublished. Unpublished. Unfinished as well, and self-serving. But that was Marvin, and what he called a cataclysm was more commonly known as the Inquiry, an investigation into official corruption in the state of Queensland, which ran from 1987 until the collapse of the government in 1989. All long ago. And in truth, no great cataclysm. To those outside of Queensland, it was never much more than a diversion, another oddity from a place already long known to have gone mad. Outside of Australia, barely anyone heard of it at all. A government fell, yes, but it was a minor government, overseeing a bare 3 million souls. What was that in America, Asia, Africa? Governments fell all the time, much bigger ones. Great bodies of people were oppressed and displaced and suffered and died. What matter, then, the fate of a few dozen people like Marvin and his friends, or of a backwater state like sleepy, sunny Queensland? No matter at all. Turns out Marvin was no friend of mine anyway, and he won't ever finish his book now.